92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Sholly Pittman. The Madison Police Department wants to learn lessons from the shooting at Abundant Life Christian School, which claimed two lives and injured six others over a year ago. The MPD has requested a formal review of its response from the Department of Justice and the National Policing Institute. They'll be combing through things like 911 logs, video, incident reports, and media coverage to assess their response. Dane County has picked a partner to renovate the Veterans Memorial Coliseum at the Alliant Energy Center. County Executive Melissa Agard says negotiations will begin with Frank Productions, a long-running Madison business that's now majority-owned by Live Nation, the parent company of Ticketmaster and the largest concert promoter in the U.S. Under their proposal, Frank Productions would invest nearly $100 million into the Coliseum with upgrades to sound, lighting, acoustics, and more, along with basic infrastructure like the HVAC system. Frank Productions would recoup that cost by operating the venue for several decades. Now, county documents indicate the renovated Coliseum could still host events like the World Dairy Expo, except for the rodeo, the Midwest Horse Fair, that wouldn't be able to continue. A Republican data center bill introduced earlier this month is moving forward in the state capitol. The bill passed the state assembly yesterday and heads now to the state senate, reports Swiss Politics. The bill is short. It requires the State Public Service Commission protect ratepayers from rising utility costs linked to data centers. It also requires closed-loop water systems and reports each year on their water use. A more sweeping bill from Democrats was introduced months ago, but it hasn't gotten a hearing in either chamber. There's over 500 miles of snowmobile trail in Dane County parks, including at Camrock, Indian Lake, and Token Creek. In Wisconsin, there's nearly 25,000 miles of snowmobile trail, and some of those miles need maintenance as Wisconsin's snowmobile program is facing a budget shortfall. Statewide, more than half of trail maintenance requests, around $6 million worth, have gone unfunded, according to the state DNR. And the Association of Wisconsin Snowmobile Clubs projects a deficit of more than $11 million by next winter. More funding could come from a bump in snowmobile registration fees under a proposal at the state capitol. It would raise the fees for both registering a snowmobile and getting a trail sticker. Under the bill, registration would go up by $15. A trail use sticker would jump by about $20. The fees have stayed the same for about a dozen years, but costs are climbing. The equipment to groom trails has more than doubled in price over the last decade, and the cost to rehabilitate some of the 1,700 bridges across the state has risen too. If approved by lawmakers, the fee increases would bring in just under $4 million a year to make fixes and add more trails. The bill got a committee vote in the assembly yesterday. It also needs full approval in the state senate. The Madison Streets Division says expect snow-covered roads on today's commute. Since it's been so cold outside, applying salt isn't that effective until the pavement reaches around 20 degrees or warmer. Crews are still out today, though. They're applying sand where needed on main thoroughfares to help with traction. I'm Sholly Pittman, 92.7 WMDX News.
It's the Bucks and the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, Bucks basketball tonight. They'll face off against the Oklahoma City Thunder at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee with a record of 18-24. At 36-8, the Thunder right now have the best record in the NBA. College hoops, the Badgers at Penn State tomorrow night. Greg Gard asked how John Blackwell has adjusted to Nick Boyd on the roster since he transferred from San Diego State last spring.
I think he's handled it well. It definitely was an adjustment period. I think we're past that. I think we're over that hump. I think that's anytime you have new players on the roster, there's going to be an adjustment period and understanding how important the other is and both keeping their aggressiveness and functioning together. So, 45 days ago, I would have said that we're not in sync with each other. Now I think I've seen a lot of really good play on the floor from both of them.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy with a little light snow possible by later this afternoon. Could get a half inch, maybe up to an inch in a few spots. Our high today, right around 24. Tonight, more snow. Again, less than an inch. Our low down to 4 above. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 15. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.